The Too Rich to Miss Podcast. Becoming. Evolving. Changing. Let's go. Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss Podcast, a place dedicated to motivate, educate, and inspire the listener to live their best life now using the skills that lie within. Becoming a better person by evolving our way of thinking, which allows us to change our life, family, and community. Let's get into today's topics. Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss Podcast. This week, we have an amazing episode, an exciting episode for you. We are coming to you with positive news, with an interesting story out of positive news. We're going to just say hashtag Black Girl Power, right? Health news coming out of Virginia, talking about the coronavirus. Homeschool news is coming out to give you another reason as to why you should really consider homeschooling. You should really take a look at considering it. And when I talk about the homeschool news story and how it relates, you're going to see exactly why, right? Now, also, we got corny comedy coming through as well. And our main topic that we're going to be talking about is help for public school parents. It's really simple, but we need to be inspired as public school. If you just have to have your child in public school, I get it. Everybody's not going to take the plunge and be able to homeschool, or everybody's not going to be in one of these areas or neighborhoods that has a good, strong public school, right? Or they're not going to be able to get into a good charter school, or they're not going to be able to get into one of these co-ops that the homeschooling groups have together and all of that. So everybody's not going to get out and do that. So I want to at least kind of remind the parents of some things that they can actually do to kind of help them out and to really kind of put something just on their mind, right? Okay, so let's go on and hop to it and get right into it with positive news. Positive news right now. And I told you in the beginning, this is going to be, we're going to say this is Black Girl Power, right? This is, her name is Dr. Hadiyah let me try to say that one more time. Dr. Hadiyah Nicole Green. Now, who is Dr. Hadiyah Nicole Green? Now, she is a Black doctor, obviously. This Black doctor went to college in Alabama. She went to Alabama A&M University, matter of fact. And she done her schooling out there. And this young lady right here, she has become the first person, now listen to this, Black woman, she has become the first person to successfully cure cancer in mice using laser-activated nanoparticles. Now, what does all that mean? In layman's terms, that means that she has created a way to cure cancer using a laser of some sort and nanoparticles without using chemo, without using any of the other things that they have been normally doing to get rid of cancer. Now, granted, this has only been cured in mice, but this is definitely a step in the right direction. We definitely want to get out there and say her name, Dr. Hadiyah Nicole Green, a Black woman out there doing the doggone thing, curing cancer and such. This article we got out of blackenterprise.com. They actually did a wonderful little write-up on her in here, and it's really good, and I just wanted to pop in and give props and say that that is definitely some hot positive news to start everything off with. positive news. She is a black woman. And go to blackenterprise.com. Name of the article is Black Woman Becomes the First Doctor to Cure Cancer in Mice Using Nanoparticles on Black Enterprise. So, yeah, great article talking about her. Let's make sure that we constantly say her name because, the conspiracy theorists, we don't want nothing to happen to her, right? Exactly. So, moving on. Health news today. In health news, we are going to be talking about the coronavirus and Virginia. Now, there's two cases that they say right now that are pending, quote unquote, their investigation, right? And there was, and I'm pulling up the article right now, there were six cases. There were six cases total. Let's see here. Here we go. Looking at the ABC 13 news. Looks like we have two outstanding cases of potential coronavirus that are being investigated by the Virginia Department of Health. And this was on Wednesday, February the 26th. The Virginia Department of Health revealed that one person in the northern region and another in the southwest region are being tested for the virus. But no cases have been confirmed in Virginia at this time. So, once again, it's one of those things where it's kind of like I was talking about last week. We need to be precautious. And we need to make sure that we're being extra precautious in doing the basic things that we already need, that we know to do. Wash our hands. Cover your mouth when you sneeze and such. And if someone is seeing some symptoms of anything, just go on and nip it in the bud. Stay home from work when you can. Keep your kids out of school when you can. We'll get to that part here a little bit later as well. But, we have to do a lot out here to take care of ourselves. Now, on the same token, in the midst of all of this that's going on, we want to be prudent and we want to be effective in what we're doing. But on the same token, we don't want to react out of fear. Because now granted, this thing could definitely be a lot more than what they say it to be. I mean, hey, we already know how our government is, right? We know that they give us wonderful information, air quotes, right? They always tell us such wonderful things and they always keep us right in the know and on the forefront of what's going on, right? Sarcastically speaking, of course. So, therefore, we need to make sure that we definitely are taking care of ourselves and taking the necessary precautions as well. So if there's anything going on, make sure that you actually going to get ahead of it, jump in front of it, take care of yourself. For those of us that have all of the necessary, go to the doctor and get things checked out just to make sure that you're good. Better safe than sorry, and the earlier to catch this stuff, the better. But in the meantime, let's keep on doing what we do the things that we know to do, and take care of ourselves, and keep on reporting and keep on following and keep on tweeting and talking about it so that we can keep this information out there and share the information that everyone in this new social media, the one great thing about this is we can go out and we can share the little bits of information that we do know. So to all my international listeners, definitely share the information that you know. Follow me on Twitter, the number 2Rich2Miss, and let me know what's happening out there so that we can share what's going on. I'll share what's going on over here. You share what's going on over there so that we can all kind of stay in the know because we all know that, our countries might, quote unquote, accidentally forget to tell us something. They're so busy they may just leave out something or something. So we want to make sure we take care of ourselves, right? All right, moving on. Let's go and talk about homeschool news. In homeschool news, and I've said it in the podcast before and I'll continue to say it, You know, homeschooling is one of those things that I want to normalize in the conversation. I want to make sure that it's something that people understand that it is a real possibility, and it's actually really getting a lot easier and a lot better as the more it's getting to be known. There are more resources that are available. The online stuff that they got going on now makes it a lot easier. I mean, it's just amazing what can happen. And, you know, speaking from the experience speaking from the parental side, having kids that are currently homeschooled, about to be finished homeschooled. And we have one that's in college that was homeschooled with the exception of the last couple of years. Homeschooling has been a wonderful thing. And I talk about it and I want it to be normalized, and I want people to know because of situations like we have going on right now and situations with the story that I'm going to talk about right now. Because in the Black community, we seem, number one, our schools typically aren't the best from the start, right? And then when the schools aren't necessarily the best from the start, then we have to worry about the way our children are treated and the way that they are handled. Now, this particular story that I'm going to talk about today has been all over the news. Everybody's been talking about it. And there's really not a lot. I don't really have anything to add. This is more so commentary and giving an example of how out of hand and just how downright idiotic and silly and just stupid and any other adjective that you just want to just throw in there with this, right? This is just insane what has happened and what I have to say and what I have to report here. In the state of Florida, and once again, you guys who've already been out there listening, everybody knows about this. You know, if you're alive, you know about this because it's all over the news right now. In Florida, the six-year-old girl, body cameras show that they went in, cops went in and arrested and put in zip ties because the little girl's hands were small, because it was a little girl, a six-year-old. The child was six. They arrested, put in handcuffs or zip ties, a six-year-old. A six-year-old. And we've all heard the story and we all know what that is. But, and I talk about this in regards to homeschool news from the simple fact of I want us to all kind of think about that for a minute. What possibly? I mean, they said a six-year-old was throwing a temper tantrum. Well, that's what six-year-olds do. But also, when you read into the story, the six-year-old was having sleep apnea. And the grandmother let the people at the school know that the child was having these issues related to sleep, whatever was happening regarding sleep apnea. So she was not going to be her normal self. And when she was not her normal self, they were already aware. But let's even go a step further and let's step back. If you run a school of children and you are unable to handle a six-year-old having a temper tantrum, then I would suggest that perhaps whoever is running that school should consider another career. Because if you have to call the cops to arrest a six-year-old for having a temper tantrum because you in your school for some odd reason were unable to handle it and deal with that, and you got to traumatize this poor child, it is just really, really appalling. And the way it relates to homeschool news is simply this. Now, it wasn't my child, it wasn't your child who was listening out there. If the family is listening, my condolences to them. My God, that's insane. It's just insane, and I hope they get everything that they need to get out of that. You know, and of course, if there's anything else to report on that, I'll come back and report on that again. You know, and this isn't even necessarily a news channel like that, but this is just insane what happened. And I say all of that consistently because those of us that are able to do something different, I want people to know that homeschooling is an option, and it is something that perhaps you should look into if it is something that you know that you can do and have the resources to do. Everyone can't do it, and that's fine. But the ones that can really, really perhaps should, because it was this six-year-old. Now, what happens when it's yours? What happens when it's like I was talking about last week when they choked out the doggone teenager in the hallway? What are they choking the boy out for? I mean, you know what I'm saying? They don't know what to do with us. And when they do try to do anything to us, it's wrong. I mean, and then there was the girl who got slammed out there in Texas. And all I'm saying, with homeschooling, it is an option. It's a good option. And there is support, is the good part. I encourage you to get out here and go to your local homeschooling association. In right in Hampton Roads, it's the Black Homeschoolers, Homeschool Educators. The Black Homeschool Educators.org. And then you got the African American Homeschool Network. Or you just go to the Homeschool Network in general, and they have city, state, and everything for you up there, right? So we want to make sure that we normalize that this part of the conversation, and we want everybody to know that there is another option. You don't have to have your child out here and be the next one that is all over the news because the teacher decided for some reason, or the assistant principal decided for some reason, that your six-year-old's temper tantrum warranted cops being called, and then the cops were crazy enough to arrest this little girl and traumatize her like that. Come on now, we all know that's crazy and out the way and completely and totally idiotic, right? So, corny comedy. Try to lighten it up a little bit for the moment before we get into and talk about my main topic for today. Corny comedy. What did the left eye say to the right eye? Between you and me, something smells. Oh my goodness. Think about it for a minute. Between you and me, something smells, right? Right? Oh my goodness, I tell you. Corny comedy. Corny comedy. Now, I want to dig into what I want to talk about for today. And it still springboards really off of the homeschooling segment and this whole thing that happened with this little girl. And I want to talk about help for public school parents. And what I'm going to say here, a lot of this stuff is going to be simple. But the first thing that I want to say in regards to helping for parents that do have to have our children in public school, because I get it. We, like I said, I get it. It's real out here, and everybody's situation is different. However, what we do need to do as parents, we have to make the sacrifice to make sure that we are as involved and as visible at that school as we possibly can be. And I'm not talking about, in a ghetto type of fashion. I'm talking about not in a ghetto type of fashion. I'm talking about we need to make sure that you are, that the principal knows you, sees you, that you're a part of the PTA if whenever you can. that, you know, that you take a little extra time to be around, to talk to the teachers. Make sure that the teachers actually have your phone number. Make sure that you have a direct, good relationship with all the teachers. Go to the PTA meetings. I get it. We are out here working, trying to get this paper. All day, every day, trying to get it. I understand. Lord knows I understand. But when it comes to our children, we have to do something and make the sacrifice so that they can have the life that we're trying to have them to have, that we want them to have, that is. You know, I mean, come on. So the first thing, we got to make sure that we sacrifice and be there. We have to be there in as much as possible. You know, you have to have a presence there. Now, in addition to that, a lot of our children are pretty high strung. And they, let's keep it real, they don't know how to deal with us. You know, so when we're a little different and when we're not somber, they just don't know how to deal with us. That's why they want to drug us up and all of that. So what we have to make sure that we do is get second opinions. Don't just take the first thing that these people at these schools tell you, especially when they start trying to throw drugs out there at your kids. Whenever they start recommending that they put your child on any type of drug, number one, say no. Number two, say no. Then number three, get a second opinion, get a third opinion, get a fourth opinion, get a fifth opinion. Because let's keep it real. You know, these drugs ain't no good. Most of these doggone pharmaceutical drugs ain't no good for us. Much less what they'll be putting in our kids. You know, so real, but for real though, seriously, when you get these people talking about trying to put all this nonsense on your kids, make sure you get another medical opinion. And don't just take the opinion of what these doggone jokers at these schools talking about, because most of the time, these schools get extra funding for a certain type of students. And when they are getting medication or when they're classified a certain way, you know, then they get a little extra perk here and there. I'm just saying, allegedly, per se, you know what I'm saying. So be there, be involved, get second and third opinions. Don't just take their word for it. Now, also, something else that you have to do with your children nowadays, if they're going to be going to public school, you have to make sure that you talk to them more about what's going on in that school and make sure that they're comfortable talking to you about what's going on in that school. Why? Well, let me give you a couple reasons. One reason is this whole LGBT ABCDEFG thing that they got going on, right? They are really, really prevalent and doing some really crazy things. And it's not normal, like, you know, I mean, I'm in my 40s, you know, so when I was coming up, you know, yes, we knew what all of that was, but it wasn't all out there like now where they got, you know, I mean, you have to really talk to your children about what's happening at school and make sure that they're talking to you so that you can make sure that you educate them. You have to, even with them still going to public school, when they come back home, you really need to make sure that you're talking to them so that they can tell you what's happening, so that you can make sure that you keep their head on right, because these jokers at school are twisted now. And I was listening to another podcast, and the guy was saying up there in Jersey where they're at, you know, the doggone kids can have themselves to be classified whatever they want to be classified as, and they don't have to even let the parents know. And I'm just like, wait a minute, hold on, all this is that, you know, and it's just twisted. I mean, and then you got Dwayne Wade up there parading their child around, and this one is 12, really supportive and all that, okay, but they're 12, right? 12-year-olds will go through phases and things. And what if it's not, if it's not a phase and they still get grown and they still want to proceed on and do what they do, then, you know, after they're grown, let grown people do what grown people do. But right now, they're 12. So, talk to your children, because you want to make sure that the values that you want to instill in your children are the ones that actually stand out, and they don't get in around these other kids and these other folks and these other grown folks who are not, who do not have the values that you have, are not going to be teaching what you teach, and then are going to infuse infuse something on them. And then their peers are going to have peer pressure kind of feed into it as well. I mean, you know, now, come on. You have to make sure that you talk to them. And I mean, as crazy as it sounds, you almost have to debrief your children when they come from school. Yeah. You almost have to debrief your children when they come from school. When they come from school, you really have to go through and just say, you know what? What they teach you? Okay, keep this. That part, nope. That part, no. Now, keep this. Nah. Well, let me tell you what they didn't tell you. You really have to talk to your children, please. Now, other than that, but let's actually start there. Keep the lines of communication open with your children. Do not take these schools' word for it. Whatever they tell you, get another professional opinion. Always get another professional opinion. Make the necessary sacrifices to be there. Fathers, be there. Fathers, be there. Mothers are usually there all the time. You know, and in certain cases, mothers be there. Grandmothers, aunts, everybody needs to be involved as much as possible when it's effective. We have to make the necessary sacrifices. You know, the best thing that we can do as far as being with, in public schools, unfortunately, if that's where we are, is to be as involved as possible. Be as involved as possible. Talk to your children. I did repeat myself on that intentionally, you know, because it is very important, because there is, it's a totally different world right now. And there's a lot, they have access to a lot of information, and we have to make sure that, especially in a public school environment where you aren't teaching them directly and you don't have them most of the day, you know, you have to really make sure that when they get back, that you really do take time with them and really do speak with them and really do actually give them that extra game. You know, I mean, not to use slang on it, but we got to really just be straight with them, because it's some real crazy stuff out there. And we want our children to come out to be the best that they can be. So if you do have to keep them in public schools, keep what I'm saying and what I've said in mind. Right? And we're going to keep on talking about it. And for those that can homeschool, it's a great thing. You can do it. Until the next time, y'all keep out here going to get it. I'll see you next week. Peace.
The Too Rich to Miss Podcast.